Oh, good afternoon, everyone. As you can see, Jeremy Miller, Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen. I'm going to talk today about some work that we've done over the past sort of 7 years with a group of young people who have come into our university to teach social work students on a variety of courses. These are some of the founding members of the group, and out of this group of young people, there are still four young people who in some capacity are still involved in the education of both social workers and staff in the residential childcare field. The background is basically that the university around 2005 was asked to demonstrate that service users and carers were involved in the education process. And obviously the university had done little preparation for this eventuality. So there was that usual sort of scrabbling around, oh, how can we evidence this rather quickly? And I happened to have come into the teaching, I think a couple of years before that, maybe a year before that, and from a practice in Aberdeen. So I had an initial contact with a number of young people. But I felt that that was not a particularly sort of well thought through way of engaging young people. So what we looked at was how we could get a more kind of representative cross-section of young people who'd had a variety of experiences of care within the northeast of Scotland, because we had to be kind of limited by the geography. So what we decided to do was organise a big day out. And that was going to be the opportunity for young people, supportive adults if they wanted, to come to the university for pretty much a day, where they would be able to view the facilities, look at the teaching rooms, etc., etc., and see the sports facilities, all the variety of things on campus, and to do some exercises with an already established group of young care leavers called the Debate Project, who were going to help them come together as an initial group and to look at what they might want to contribute. So we're really trying to kind of build it up in an organic sort of way. So the big day out, I sent out flyers, I talked to contacts in a variety of sort of residential settings across the northeast. And on the day, I think it was about 15 young people and their supportive adults came along. And it was just brilliant, because without planning it, we had a group who represented both the voluntary organisations, local authority caregivers, we had children from a disability background, we had older young people who had left the system and had had a variety of experiences that involved contact, say, with homeless services, contact with addiction services. So without really trying, we managed to get a group of young people who could talk to pretty much the fullest range of experiences that social work students would initially be required to hear about. And we established this in the first sort of working semester with an exercise that we did with first-year students around an exercise called the Ideal Social Worker, which I'll come on to. This photograph shows the group of young people holding up a Care Accolade Award, which they won, I think, within a year of being established, which was absolutely wonderful. And we all went along to a reception, and they got this award for the work that they had put in. That is the building in which I work, in which they come to work. And we've done things where we've introduce them to the reception staff, to the catering staff. I can do things like I can set up a tab in the coffee shop so the young people can come in, and over the years they are known, they can move freely, they can go and get a coffee, say Jeremy will pay you later, that sort of thing. And we've made a very strong point of opening up the range of sort of facilities to the young people. And it's paying dividends. They're now very comfortable in that space. And there's been spin-offs where I've been able to book rooms, for instance, for a group of young people on the autistic spectrum to come and meet. So the university is kind of supporting these sort of community links. I have to confess, will I confess on tape? Yes, that I haven't necessarily run this past the appropriate people. I just book rooms and things happen. I always find that's the best way to do it. Okay, what we do. Here you can see the exercise, the ideal social worker. This is a kind of miniaturized version. When we do it with the students, basically what the young people do is they take the class and they split the students up into groups using a color coding so that they're breaking all the little cliques and friendships up. They move the tables and chairs away, clearing the area. They break the students up into maybe groups of about 10, 12, just depends on how many young people turn up on the day. And the exercise involves large bits of paper being taped together. Student is selected, lies on bit of paper, is drawn round. Then the exercise is about the students identifying the kind of core qualities in an ideal social worker and writing those within the body, you know, sort of like love within the heart, that sort of thing. And when they get stuck, or maybe they write something that's contentious or the young people don't understand, they'll start a dialogue. And they'll then move on to look at some of the qualities that are not wanted or not welcome, if you like, in an ideal social worker. And again, the young people will tell their stories. And this session lasts for maybe about an hour and a half. And then we do another session which involves meeting and greeting, because the young people themselves identified how crucial it was for first impressions with them. With their like new social worker, their new care worker. So they do that in just a sort of kind of formal handshake, and the student is asked to make some introductory sort of small talk, and they get some feedback. So things like eye contact, strength of handshake, these sort of things might be identified. And for many of the first year students, this is a really threatening sort of encounter, something that is potentially for them, you know, the first time they've met with someone identified as the other. Okay, bringing a group together, as you'll all be aware, is quite a kind of complex sort of business. And what we identified was a project called Columba 1400, which at that point in time had some money from the Scottish Government to do a week-long residential, experiential, personal journey development program for young people who'd had care experiences. So we all went off to the island of Skye for this project, and the beautiful thing about it was that the group of young people and the adults, myself included, were all part of the same journey, and we were supported by the Columba staff. They contained us, they held us, they loved and nurtured us, and we went on this journey. And it was a profoundly moving journey for all of us, and we obviously grew to a deeper level, if you like, of sort of understanding and as a group. Now, the young people have, over the years, contributed to a number of projects. And here we can see one called Reflections and Visions, which was to celebrate the 10th anniversary of CIRC, the Scottish Institute for Residential Childcare. So the young people were given a brief to basically... Oh, I'll let the music play out. Yes, this booklet here contains the photographs. And please feel free to take one, and there will be more on the library table out in the lobby there. The photographs are reasonably sort of self-explanatory. And in this booklet, the young people say a little bit more about their motivations and their thinking. This young man, Murray, he assists me. We work together in delivering the short course on through care and aftercare to residential teams across Scotland. Some nice pictures of Skye in there. It's our spiritual home now. We were fortunate in that we were funded to have a professional photographer to work with us in the initial stages of the project. So the young people all got a digital camera and they got the supervision. And we went to the Old Transport Museum in Glasgow for our first sort of practicing with the camera session. and there was money made available also for the professional editing and what have you, which is quite important. Okay, we will now move on to another piece of work that we did together, and that was to look at hearing the voices of young people in relation to their priorities for the work of CELSIS, the new organisation. So we took a group of young people, I think there was about eight, although some had to return early, and we went to a place called Glenmore Lodge, which is in the Scottish Highlands. Residential accommodation again. The young person who's singing is Murray, one of the young people. This is the room I shared with Murray. He wasn't there much of the time because, as you know, tend not to sleep out until 3 a.m. or something. And you'll see comments come up about what they feel are their priorities as we go through this. Some of these young people hadn't met before this particular project, but they were with workers who'd worked with them over a period of time. But like all good kind of child and youth care workers, we managed to get things going pretty quickly within that first sort of few hours. And in the first evening, we were sitting down and making plans for the weekend. Stop the placement moves. There's themes that came out of this, and one of the strong ones is about limiting the number of placement moves that these young people have to go through. Julianne here, who works with us up in Aberdeen, she's written a deeply personal story about her time in care, and she's almost anxious that it's put out there, and so she's given us permission to use it as like a teaching training tool. And one of the interesting things is that when we do these residentials, we manage to grab so much rich material. So it was a coalition of three organisations. There was ourselves, the Voice of Group of Reason. There was the Who Cares Scotland project, which is an advocacy project for young people in Scotland. And there was also the Debate project, which I previously mentioned, which is for a voice for care leavers. And so each organisation had their own slightly specific agendas in terms of what they wanted to generate, and then there was the overall goal of providing some themes which we would then feed back to CELSIS. Right, I'm going to move on. Oh, right, there we were on the banks of the loch that I've forgotten the name of, beside Aviemore. This link here, when you get the PowerPoint, you can see a write-up in more depth about the work that the group A Voice of Reason has done. These are the references, and I haven't got time to play this link, I don't think. But it's on the CELSIS website. Oh, look, they've finished. Yeah, so I'll give you a quick taster.
I think in some respects children with disabilities are respected enough and supported enough. I think if that place is in the right place, then yes. I think that, like, I have a walking problem. And I would say it's a disability, but other people would. But regardless of what it is, like, it was kept very hidden from me up until I was 10 years old. I never knew that I had this problem. It's like people were like ashamed to tell me that, like, I walked differently from, like, the majority of people out there. Yes, I go to, like, checkups in the children's hospital. But as far as I was concerned, and as far as I was led to believe, it was only because they were checking to make sure that my hips were in the right place and everything. It wasn't because actually stood out from the crowd because of the way I look.
Right, I'll stop it there because I'm up for time, yeah? Okay, thank you.
Does Murray have a recording contract yet?
Not yet, but he's messaged me. He's got a new song. Haven't had a chance to listen to it, but it's on SoundCloud there, so.
Good,
yeah. Right?
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. Good to see you.